Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So if no one has told you yet today, I am super proud of you, and I hope that you are super proud of yourself. Today's conversation is really going to focus on mental health and really appreciating the progress you've made and how far you've come. Going to talk a little bit about my story where I'm finally seeing, like, I feel like I've finally kind of been able to like rewire my brain chemistry, and it's taken a long time, and consistency has really, really been key to my struggles and to my journey. And so this time last year, especially in January and February of last year, I was really, 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 truly in a bad mental health space. And it all started in May of 2023. I had a really bad caffeine moment where I thought I was literally gonna die. And it set off a string of panic episodes, of not being able to sleep at night because of panic attacks, nightmares, having to go to therapy for the first time, there was time where I had to take off time from work, and I was too afraid to drive, and I was too afraid to leave my house, and I was really, really, really in a bad, bad space. And it kicked off a whole slew of anxieties around health, anxieties around overexcitement and any kind of little changes in my body. And I was afraid of my own body. I felt like I couldn't trust my body. And yeah, I was in a really bad place. And you know, on Instagram, it might not seem like that. Like, I was still like going out and doing things, and I was like still traveling because I had like pre-booked trips. And like, it seemed like I was having like a really fun and really good time. And I was miserable, and like every day felt like such a battle. And I feel like I'm like finally coming out of that light, and consistency has really been a big part of that. And I was going for my walk this morning, and there was a time, even as recently as a few months ago, where like I was starting to feel panic on my walks because I was like, am I gonna overexert myself? Am I gonna make my heart rate too high? Am I gonna get scared? And that was literally just a few months ago, even. And now I think, and what's been helping, the experts are right, exercise is really good for you. And I think what's been really helping is I've been biking a ton. I've been biking to work. I've been biking. I kind of have like this like rule where it's like less than 2 miles I'll bike. So I've been biking a ton. And so my exercise has gone up. My stamina has gone up. My endurance has gone up. And my mental health has gotten a lot better with that too, where it's like, oh, well, I know I can do this thing because I was able to like bike 15 miles the other weekend, right? And exposure therapy has been really nice. And so for me, exercising is that exposure therapy. But anyway, so I'm going for my walk this morning, and I'm feeling calm, cool, and collected. I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling strong. I've been taking more fiber. I've been taking more protein. And I just had this moment of like, wow, I am like really proud of how far I've come. And it's taken a really, really long time. And for a long time, I was very scared. And it was really hard for me to bounce back if I would get triggered by something that I would see in a TV show or in a movie or in conversation with real people. And something happened last weekend. Actually, I found out that one of my family members is, you know, having some health problems related to my biggest fear, like my biggest health anxiety. And, you know, I cried about it in the moment, and I had a nightmare that night, and I talked to my mom about it, and, you know, told her how I was feeling. And but then I was able to like bounce back from it, and now I feel like I can like take on what I need to do in stride. I feel like more mentally prepared. Like, if I need to go home and I need to help, you know, take care of people, like, I feel mentally prepared and strong to do that. And just really feeling proud of myself for even being able to get to this point. Because before, an instance like that, I was like, something similar did happen where like a coworker was talking about something, and that set me back what felt like weeks, where I was like in a spiral of like, oh my God, like they talked about this, like, and you know, so really feeling proud of the progress that I've made. And really just, if you're in a bad mental health space, or if you're like on your own journey, really just continuing, like it really is consistency. And I remember, like, even when I was like in some of the worst phases of it early on, I would just think to myself, one day I'm not going to think about it, and one day I'm going to feel better, because one, I've, oh, you know, you've lived through, and you've made it through the worst days of your life. You have survived every bad day that you've ever had. And if you can make it through that, you can make it through this. And that was really what helped me when I was in really some of those dark phases, where I was like, one day I'm going to be okay. That day's not the day, but one day I'm going to be okay. And now I feel like I'm finally at that point where it's like, I'm actually getting to like that one day where I'm feeling strong and I'm feeling secure, and I feel like I can trust my body again. And biking has been really helpful, like in these most recent stages too, which feels really nice. So I just want you to think about your progress, you know, whether it's a project that you're working on, whether it's, you know, work or your mental health or your fitness journey, whatever it may be, really take a moment to appreciate where you are today versus where you were a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, a decade ago. How do you talk to yourself? How do you think about yourself? How do you feel confidence-wise? Because you're probably doing a lot better than you think. And yeah, that's really all I have to say today, is I really just want you to look at your life and look at how much progress you've made, and you know, wherever that progress may be, and really take time to appreciate yourself. And gratitude, you know, it always comes back to gratitude and really just being grateful for the progress that you've made, and being grateful for yourself and your abilities. And everything, all the other doors will open up after you really settle in on that gratitude. So it's going to be a short and sweet episode today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson. Thank you for listening to another episode of And Jess We Trust. I will see you next time. And we are on our countdown for the season finale. So we have after this episode, we have 2 episodes left before the season finale, episode number 30. And I'm so excited to give that episode to you guys in about 2 weeks from today. So thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day. Bye. In Jess We Trust.